Is organic really organic? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Stores that specialize in organic foods are booming. And according to some scientists, the boom can sometimes be based on a false premise. The vast number of people who seek out organic foods at places like the Boise Co-op or Whole Foods in Boise may not want to hear this, but you cannot ignore both sides of the story. The demand for organic foods is growing as fast or faster than any other segment of the grocery industry. And why not? One of the derogatory names for Whole Foods is Whole Paycheck. When you buy organic, you pay big time. But here's the problem. If I, as a consumer, buy these products, I'm trusting that they are truly organic. And who verifies that assumption? There's a USDA website that offers all kinds of information regarding organic authenticity. But according to Misha Popov, who's the author of the book Is It Organic?, this whole market is not exactly heavily regulated.
Your standard is being run as an honor system, but the verbiage is in there that does explain how you would do a test if you did one. Now, a lot of people who defend the organic industry will be quick to say, well, we test when we're suspicious. Well, that's not how any other industry works.
I'm neither trying to take either side nor stir anything up, but I do think there's a lot of controversy surrounding organic foods that definitely needs to be addressed.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West.
If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.